Blog Talk Radio.
Drive On on Friday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight we have with us Brother Ray, and it's going to be on a continuing discussion from last week on what does organization mean to the black community. Brother Ray, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm right here waiting.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to play another song. It's a song that I hope that everyone will be happy about. I heard them talk about it last week, and so I want to get that
Before we do that, can we discuss a little bit about this song we just heard, People Get Ready?
Sure,
what that means.
Ahead, please.
Yeah, what that means for us. And what I, you know, what I envision with this song, and that we got to get ready for what's happening and what's getting ready to happen to us and what has been happening to us all these years. And are we ready? Are we organized to address the issues that we face in our community? Are we organized to the point where we can change our lives regardless of what is done to us? How do we do this, and how do we get? I think that song, that was a song that in my teenage days that we heard from Curtis Mayfield that was so on target. People get ready. We thought we were talking about getting ready to die or something. No, that's not what it was. He's telling us to get ready to change our own condition. Get ready. There's a train coming. And it's reminiscent of all that we've gone through here. And I think he was just ahead of his time with the message. But now the message, in my opinion, resonates now more than ever. Are we ready? And we talk about the issues, we talk about the problems, but are we talking about the solutions and what, how to get ready for them? And I just wanted to kind of piggyback on that.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead
on. That's a great Yes, I think that's a great point that, you know, we really have to think about, you know, and not only think about but apply, which I'm sure you're going to extend to us tonight on how we apply these things, the different things that we need, and, you know, also to get everyone else's input into this so that we can
stop and do it. Yeah, and also just to say that we've selected these songs because they do have meaning, and they do they give us information that we don't get sometimes in the pulpit or anywhere else. But the music speaks to us, and this is one of those. And those songs that we've selected, I think, have messages for everything that's going on.
Yes, I agree. But there's there's one song that I heard mentioned last week, so I want to play it for us. And this, well, I'll tell you afterwards. Okay, here we go.
Buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie." Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
That was by Nat King Cole, "Straighten Up and Fly Right."
Now, that's, I wish, I hope Billy is listening, because I asked him to listen in tonight, and he tells a story about that.
There you go, 202?
Yes.
Okay,
there,
well,
Billy?
I think, Brother Billy, if you're here, press number one, please, because we do have a 202.
Okay, he should be listening. He has a little problem with his phone, so. But he also tells me the story. You know, he taught me that song as a little boy. They used to play it when he was in the Air Corps, and they used to play it during the war. And it was such a funny song. We used to laugh at it because of the monkey. You know, said the monkey, and the buzzard was flying in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square, but the buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen up, Jack, straighten up and fly right." And that song, I tell you. And that was Nat King Cole back in the day. And it does have a meaning for us. We got to get this system to straighten up and fly right. Because we got you, Nick, this time. We ain't going to let you get away with it.
That's right. That is so true.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad that Brother Billy can be with us tonight because, you know, we definitely need his input as well. Okay, now he has his hand up. Just a moment.
There you go.
Hello, this is Bill Fauntroy.
Hello,
hey,
Brother Billy.
Hi, how are you? I just want to say I heard that every morning at Tuskegee. They played it every morning with, and also G.I. Joe by Louis Jordan. That woke us up every morning.
Now what did that song mean for you, Straighten Up and Fly Right? What did that mean for you?
Well, at the time, it was just something that I thought was a part of the United States Army Air Corps. and I think every soldier at Tuskegee felt the same way. And it was only later when the war was over and we were all home, we realized that it was something to make us do what we needed to do to save our country. And that was it. I'm through. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
we just
you
wanted to
so
surprise
much.
You with that one. We wanted to surprise you with that one, Billy. And I was telling them how you taught me that song. What it meant to you guys at that time. I was too young to know what it meant, but it was a funny song for us.
Right.
Gerald and I, my younger brother and I, that was a funny song. Okay.
Yeah. So now we got to use that to apply to ourselves.
Well,
we have to
straighten
up and fly right.
Yeah, this is all good, this is good feed-in, in my opinion. It's good feed-in to what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Trying to, organizing ourselves.
Yes, most definitely. Yes.
Okay, you're in control, my dear.
Well, what I want to say is that I started on my list, but I did not complete it. Forgive me, y'all. I had other things that came at me. But what I have so far is, Brother Ray, you are for organization. We have Brother Kwame, if he so agrees, when he, when we hear from him, for history and words. And we have Brother Eddie for numbers and words. And Brother Wesley for the general. Now, that's where I'm at so far.
Well, the thing is that to address the issue that we hear about every day, and I listen to a lot of talk shows. I listen to a show today. And there are issues that we all feel the same things going on in our communities all over the country. As a matter of fact, it's all over the world. And it's at the hands of the same people. So, we just thought that it's time to organize our communities to address the issues. We see clearly, in my opinion, that the government that is supposed to represent us not doing so and hasn't done so. So what do we do? How do we deal with this fact that, for example, one of the things I heard today was people are upset because the United States government has given trillions of dollars to Ukraine when we've got people right here in our communities in America sleeping in the streets, losing their homes to foreclosures, to illegal foreclosures, and to police brutality, and to economic oppression, denial, and all these things are taking place, and we sit back and allow the people who say they represent us to do these kinds of things to our people and to the American public in general. It is most, it's felt most in the black community, because we are the targets, in my opinion, of a system that benefits off of the misery of the people.
Yes.
And we have not organized ourselves to address it. So that's what I hope to initiate, that we will begin in our own communities, block by block, street by street, house by house, begin to talk to one another about organizing our people, organizing our communities, our block, our street and our city, those issues. And how do you do that? How do you address the police, for example, that we see them murdering people and they get off in a system that's designed to get them off? I heard the story about Los Angeles, California today. Well, the same thing that happened there happened here in Miami. The exact same thing. It was exact same result. They talked about the freight trains with all the weapons left in, with unlocked freight trains parked, stopped right in the black community. Same thing happened here in 1980 after the McDuffie riot. So I say, what do we have to do to address these issues? Clearly, the elected, so-called elected officials are not doing anything to correct it. They want to give you a little pat on the wrist and a show, entertainment, and a sandwich, tell you to shut up, go sit in the corner. But it's time for us to wake up and to address it. Now, how do we address it? And I think that we have the intelligence to do that. We built this country. We've made it what it is. You know, we have a serious stake in it. And it, by the way, it is our land. These people were invaders. They did come and find us here, living in peace, I might add. They lie on us. They lie to us. They've controlled our educational system, so they've lied to us all the way about the history of this story, of this country and the people in it. So they've told us what they want us to believe, and they told us what they want us to believe in order to keep themselves in position. So the question then becomes, what are we going to do to change this scenario? We can no longer allow our young people, our children, to be poisoned, to be shot, beat down, beat up, divided, emasculated with this system that has not proven to be what it says it is. It does not stick to the Constitution of this country that many of our people fought and died for. Many of our people suffered and bled for the right to live. We had our own system. When they came, they changed it into the system they wanted. And to today, they are controlling the narrative through their own system. So, you know, I just think it's time for us to organize our own system, a system of love, because I believe that the greatest problem of mankind today is still too much hatred around. Everywhere you go, there's hatred. Hatred. And people are not... They're not looking at each other with love anymore. They're not talking about love for one another and doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you. It's not that anymore. And I think it's time for us to stand up and take back what has been taken from the people. And I also always add, you know, in every statement I give, it's not black versus white. It's wrong versus right. Every brother ain't a brother. Every white man ain't your enemy. And when we understand that this is a spiritual warfare that we are dealing with, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood, that there are people who stand for what is just and what is right and good for the people. And I can point to a number of people in our history, if you will, on both sides, who have given their lives for what is right. And stand up against these demons who have come, who've taken over and made it their government, their city, their control, everything. And we sit back and allow it and act as if they're doing the right thing. They're not. So somebody has to say it. Somebody has to get us together and begin to organize. And I know we keep using that word organize, but now what does that mean? What does organize mean to you? Okay? And I just jotted a few things here that I think we need to look at and start to do. Now, first of all, we don't know, most of us don't know that we're at war. And I'm not talking about Ukraine, and I'm not talking about Iraq and Iran. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about right here in this country, in our communities right now. We got people here and in many cases afraid to walk the streets, particularly at night. We're afraid to go out in our own communities. And we've turned a peaceful community, a peaceful country, into a war zone where we feel like we're very uncomfortable in this country as a black man. Black men have a problem in this country, a big problem that is also mirrored around the world. The drum call that we started last year has indication of the same problems all over the world, the same people. And as a result, you know, I think it's a good thing that people are waking up to how to address these issues. And not through a violent way, because we cannot, in my opinion, we cannot win a physical war with these people, with all the weaponry that they have, the satellites, the cameras, the, everything that they have that they use against us. But there is a weapon that they do not have, that we have, that we've got to organize ourselves to use, and that is the spiritual warfare. We have the Spirit of God in us. And if we use that Spirit of God, come together and work together in numbers and strength. Now, these people are less than 5% of the world population and less than 1% of that 5%. So how do they get to be the rulers and in control of everything? How do they get to own everything, to dictate to the masses what is and what ain't? Well, the only way they're able to do it, and if I've heard this so many times, I think my brother Billy just said this to me sometime, that evil men will rule when good men do nothing. And that's where we are again. You know, we're doing nothing. Yeah. We're following them, what they say. Okay? And I know I have a problem when I start talking about voting and that whole process, that whole political process, that, yes, I do believe in the vote. So those of you, don't jump me because I said I didn't vote, and I'm not going to vote in their system. But I will vote in our system because we voted. I'm one of those who went throughout the South at the Southern Christian Leadership Conference under Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I went through the South registering people to vote, change the complexions of the politics, and yet things got worse. So how did that happen? It happened because even though we elect people to office, they still bow down powers that be to people with the money. They still bow down. And we have got to wake ourselves to the point where we understand that there's got to be another way. And there is. You know, that this whole system that they have created has been against us. So we want to, you know, take a minute, look at it, and think about how do we get around this and what can we do. I will also say that, you know, what we're seeing now is just the tip of the iceberg, what they are planning to do against us, to take our land, which they've done, to take our lives, which they're trying to do. They foreclosed on our homes. They've taken our jobs. You know, we're struggling to make that, to change that. And we've got to somehow put in place a solution for us. Not the world, but for us. Because I firmly believe that when we stand up, the world will stand up. What's good for black people is good for everybody. I believe that. And until we organize ourselves and take a stand on our two feet, plant our feet, stand together, lift every voice and sing. Till earth and heaven ring, we got to do that. Start singing, we got to do it. And that's what we've asked those brothers and sisters around the world who are drumming with us on Sundays to do that, to sing, lift every voice and sing, and learn it in your language. Learn it. Learn the power that the people have. Can we take a short break here?
Yes.
Sister Antoinette, can we take a short break here for a minute? Okay.
Yes. Okay, just a moment. Let me bring in Brother Eddie. Good evening, Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, your line's open.
Yes, 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 yes. Good evening, Sister Antoinette, Brother Ray. Yes, get your drink of water, exhale, relax for a moment. Yes, great opening to the class. Great opening to us again to stimulate our thoughts into what we should actually be doing is the pertinent question now, because again, just talking gets us nowhere. But before I do that, let me give you a little bit to what you were writing down by slot, putting everybody in their slots, which is great. It's good. For Brother Kwame, the way I look at it, yes, he's a astrologist, historian, and a wordsmith.
Yeah.
So when you look at how you can basically pull it, that's what he deals with. He deals with astrology, taking us as above, relating it so below. He gives us a historical breakdown on different events and occurrences. And he gives us the wordsmith to be able to turn words around or to use words as acronyms as he uses. Go
that's
ahead,
all part,
Brother Ray.
That's part of how we're organizing.
I was just giving Sister Antoinette, you know, a better way of describing Brother Kwame when she was saying what we all bring to the table dealing with this organizing. And like she said, for me, it's learning the numbers behind the words for our connection. So
and
that's
these
simply
are the things, these are the things that in organizing that we need to do. We need to have our math and your class in our public school. They're not going to go and they're not going to put them in their schools. So we have to put them in our schools is what I'm saying to people. We've got to organize ourselves in such a fashion that we finance our own schools, we build our own schools, and we hire our own teachers. Now, we can do this. We have the money to do it. We just have not organized and put it all together. And that's all we're saying. So when your class comes up, you're over that part of the education of our people. They have to learn what you're teaching. You know, they have to learn that. We have doctors, for an example, that have to become teachers. We have to have our own schools where we teach our own medical processes. For example, Dr. Sabi, my friend, if he were here, would be doing that. And we have other brothers around, sisters here, who can do that, who can teach it, but they do not have the resources or the organization in which to do it. So I think it's incumbent upon us, the people, to organize ourselves, put these things in place, and set them up and build these communities. We can do that. Everybody else has it for their people. Why not us? Why not us? Well, why don't we have our own school for our own
Let me give a little spiritual insight that I got while you was talking. It's like the organizing in and of itself, starting with your own personal family and your household, going from house to house on the block and from neighborhood to neighborhood, community to community. When we go out, we got to have that tangent, mission statement, for lack of words. But we have to have the information and have it precise. You know, basically the first 3 to 4 lines or first things we mention have to capture them in the truth. And that's the key. When we're talking about how do we organize, well, the first thing we do is in ourselves. Is the way to organize or to way to get people to listen is to basically show them how to expose, because that's what you were talking about, and that's what we don't do, first and foremost, to expose the hypocrisy of America. For America to spend $13 billion, now $33 billion for Ukraine, yes, their help is needed, but we've been in need for how long? How long have you been talking this talk?
See, but my point then with that was this. Number one, we know that. We know they're going to give this money to Ukraine. That's what they do. But it's our money. It's our money that they're giving, and we're not saying a word about it. And I'm saying once we organize, we will know.
That's
we all heard me say this, Christmas.
We got to put the mirror, the man in the mirror. We got to put the mirror. We got to be the mirror to expose what they're doing, because people aren't paying attention, or they are and they're not at the same time. See, and these things aren't being brought up. Just like when you're in the mirror, you're right in the face. You're seeing yourself. So when we put this back on them, that the money that they're spending, won't anybody else saying nothing? We're going to say it. But come on, family, come on, people, stand up for your right, what's yours, what's being taken from you. So it's the same thing with exposing them. Turn the mirror back on those we're talking to and expose them who's sitting on the sidelines. See, we've been giving each other a pass for too long.
But Eddie, you're absolutely right. What I'm saying is that in organizing, we don't have time or we cannot address everything. So while we organize, these things are being addressed. I just said earlier that I was listening to a show earlier today, and they brought all these things up. And everybody's regurgitating what's going on, but nobody's saying, what can we do about it? What can we do to change this? How do we get organized to do that? And that's what we're doing here, is organize, getting ideas to organize. And one example is Christmas is coming. Hold your money. Spend your money with your own people. I mean, we can do that. If we just got 5% of our people to not spend any money with anybody but our people this coming year, we'll make a big dent in this system. This government is a corporate government. It's run by corporations who care nothing about the people. They don't care about
Brother Ray. Now, I love what you said. Now, I've never said anything about where you took it to as far as Christmas. Stop it. Hell, start right now. See, we got to start getting the people intimidated to this thought before Christmas. We got Memorial Day. We got the 4th of July.
Mother's Day.
We got Halloween. We got Thanksgiving. All of these holidays need to be boycotted, not just Christmas. But that's why we start now, so people will get prepared, so they would already be in that mindset of doing these things. Because we talking about way down the street and Christmas. That's at the end of the year. We ain't even got to the middle of the year. Look at all these holidays.
Well, yeah, but what about Father's Day, Five Black? Five Black. They do have a Five Black movement. Yes, I'm sorry, Brother Eddie. Go ahead.
But Mother's Day is every darn day. See, that's buying into any of this stuff. Yeah, we can help our black entrepreneurs. But we can help them now. We ain't got to wait to no damn Mother's Day that they not designated for the mother or the father. That's another. That's all this stuff. Come on, family. And like I said, at the end of the day, I'm gonna teach the numbers behind these holidays, so we'll see what we should be celebrating. Because the numbers are the
same. Now, hold up, Eddie. Hold up. We've been doing this. We've been marching down here to buy black, don't buy it all. All of these things. Well, when we say Christmas is coming, hold your money, that means for everything that we spend our money for. That means for all those holidays that were mentioned everything. Buy black or don't buy at all. In other words, enrich yourselves, your own community. We are enriching everybody but ourselves. People come into our communities from anywhere in the world, open a corner store, and we go flushing in there spending our money. The gas station, we go flushing in there spending our money, and everybody's running the station and making the monies from somewhere else and sending their money back to their people. And we are here begging for a job. So that's what that means. Oh, you know, Christmas is coming means hold your money. Don't spend it with other people. Build your own community. Build your own bank. Put your money in your own bank. I still don't understand why people continue to put their money in banks to foreclose on their home. That's unbelievable to me. You know, and we just have to wake up to do it. I still can't believe that we sat back and let these people charge us these ridiculous fees for writing checks, overdrafts, outrageous. But we sat back. We didn't do anything. We tried to picket them down here and let the people know, but they looked at us like we were crazy. So I'm just saying, once we organize and start teaching at the block level, at the street level, at our church level and neighborhoods, that we'll be able to achieve that. It ain't going to just happen. We know that. We really have been trying to convince the people that we do have power, and we do have financial power. We have that. We got a lot of black millionaires, people who have money. But, you know, we got to convince them to invest in their people or their next. So in this organizational structure, when it gets to education, we got to teach them your system. We got to put our own curriculum together, and we can do that. We've got educators who can put these curriculums together and run these schools. What we don't have is a way to finance ourselves. Okay, that's what we don't have. We have the money. We've got people with plenty of money, but no way to put it together. So if we establish that in itself, we can begin to change the condition in our community. We can police our own communities. You know, we're allowing them to police our communities. These guys who are coming in doing all this killing on these police departments, they're from other countries. They're racist. We know a lot of them, and I can prove it. I mean, we went through that during the hurricane of 92 here. There were Russian soldiers patrolling our community. Okay, you wouldn't know it because they were just white boys, as far as you, and we thought. Okay, but we picked it out. We found out who they were. They were not all Russian. They were from other countries. And being who we are here with our Cuban brothers and sisters who invaded here, they came with that same racist attitude towards the indigenous black people. But the black people were never organized enough to address these issues and deal with it ourselves. We always supported whoever the system supported. They said vote for this person, that's who we voted for. We didn't select who was going to represent us. And we got to start doing that. And that's why I say we set up our own our voting system. And whoever we select will represent our community, will represent us, and not whoever's paid the most money by the system to represent us. And that's what we have here. I heard today criticisms of the representative out in California, in Oakland, and they have not done what they're supposed to do for us. We heard that the Congressional Black Caucus, I heard that today, that they voted for the war in Ukraine, that money to go there. And it did not vote for money to come to these poor people in Oakland sitting out in the streets, living in under the freeway. And this is happening all over America. And it's happening, in my opinion, because we have not come together and we have not stood up to demand that our people do what they're supposed to do for us. And that goes for the elected officials, the ministers, the so-called leaders, the businessmen, you know, that's our money they're using. That's our money that put them where they are. You know, it's our money that makes these people rich and famous. So they're going to have to, you know, look back and contribute and stand up with the people. Or people are going to have to figure out another way to address those issues. And that's what it is that we're trying to do here. And I hope that, and I know you have a curriculum, Eddie, I know you have a curriculum that will be taught in a school system that you, you know, have a part in, and that you will teach others to teach what you teach. You know, knowing that we can't do it all ourselves, but we can certainly teach others to do it and grab these young kids and teach them to do it. We need a legal defense fund where we have our own money to defend our people. We need a funeral fund, if you will, because these insurance companies are killing us with these insurance rates. You know, all these things that they put in place to take our money, we can do for ourselves. You know, it just takes some understanding and some knowledge to put it together. And we got the people to do it. We put it together for them. Why can't we put it together for ourselves? You know, so that's and I know it's a big step to take. I know a lot of people think that, oh, we can cause problems. We're going to cause problems if we do that. Well, I think we got problems, you know, and they're not going to go away until we take a stand. You know, so that's just the thinking behind organizing our people. And that goes for every facet in every of our communities. This radio, I heard the Young Brothers today on another show talking about the violence in the communities. And they're going to march against violence. Well, if they're going to do that, they got to come against the radio and the television for teaching the violence with the kinds of music they're playing, with the kinds of shows they're showing. And you got to deal with it. So if they're gonna come against it, come against all of it. Okay, we got to put the health department together to deal with the fact that they're poisoning our water. Flint, Michigan, and other cities are the same, going through the same thing, and nobody's standing up to them about it. You know, they did poison that water, and they're still doing it. They poison the air. They're spraying us every day. Nobody's saying a word. And so we got to challenge the system. We're allowing it, for matter of fact, allowing it. They're doing it. They're the ones who are behind all of this. And we have to expose that to the people so that we can organize and put it together. We need a defense force. You know, we need to organize in such a fashion that they know, don't come up in here. You ain't going to go over there into that Jewish community without dealing with the Jewish Defense League. You ain't going into the mafia without dealing with their boys. You know, so where's our defense? So we got to do that. And I know it scares some people when I say that, but it's real. If we don't do that, you don't have any defense. They're going to do anything they want to you if you ain't prepared to deal with them. And we got to do so we can do this. And, you know, like I said, if we organize ourselves and really understand that we are at war, I mean, no question about it. Look at the numbers. And your number guy, tell them, look at the numbers of the people who are dying in this country and around the world. See who they are. And then figure out what we got to do to stop it. So a lot of the times, we just, like you said, we got to look in the mirror. You know, if we look in that mirror, we'll find out that we're part of the problem. And yet you can't be part of the solution if you're part of the problem. So there's so much that has to be done. And there's so much that we can do, you know. And I didn't bring up the fact that we're Democrats and Republicans. Well, I'm neither. I got out of the Democratic Party about 35 years ago. And enough of this. They haven't done anything for us. And neither has the Republican Party done anything for us, even though the Republican Party was the party of the black man. Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican. So, and you know, so there was a good party until Mr. Bush, Daddy Bush, infiltrated it and turned it around and then went back to being a Democrat, you know, after they turned it around. It's the same old game they run on us. So what I'm suggesting is once we get organized, we make a decision whether we're going to be one or the other or start our own party. We got enough people to start our party. We got enough people to start a party, and if we do that, we'll have more people than either of the other parties if we decided to do that. I'm for it. That would be my vote, to start a People's National Assembly, another party, and bring our people together, put that money together, and take charge of what our lives are. You know, this whole thing with inflation. When we talk about inflation, what does that mean? That means you're inflating their pockets and you're deflating your pocket. They're charging us, they're overcharging us for everything. And that money is never accounted for. I just challenged the governor here at the state of Florida. On my Florida Power and Light bill, there's a $20 charge, an extra $20 on my bill. So I called to find out what's this charge and why. Well, it's the charge for fees. It just had all kind of stuff in there. And then they tell me that the governor approved it, so that's why it's there. Well, that ain't good enough for me, but that's just me. I just hope the people wake up and see we're being fleeced and we're being robbed. You know, that's robbery, blatant legal robbery, because they control the government, they pass the laws, and they enrich themselves. And we sit back and say nothing. And I don't know if it's going on in your community, but in every community, you need to check it. You need to find out what they're charging. Ask where the money's going. Put the people together and go down and ask them. You know, don't be afraid to go. You know, but that's what you learn during the civil rights movement. Yeah, that's what we learn. We learn to go confront them, at least. But if the people don't stand with you, you're just out there by yourself. You know, the radio. I just confronted the radio station here. They got a homosexual thing going on, unbelievable, in the mornings here on the biggest black station. It ain't black owned. It's the black station owned by white folks who allow all kind of crap to go on the radio. But we don't say anything about it. You know, the FCC ain't going to do nothing about it because they're part of the problem. Same thing with the television. You got stuff on the TV that you don't want your children to see. It's unbelievable. But we're allowing it, and we're the ones with the power.
So well, Brother Ray, I think that's a part of genocide. That, you know, they're genociding us through homosexuality because we're not able to, we can't reproduce it. You know, two of the same cannot reproduce. So if they can stop us from having more children, then, you know, of course they're going to push, you know, homosexuality and everything else on us and show that as the narrative, as this is what black people have been reduced to. This is what we're supposed to be. And for our children to think that this is acceptable when, you know, in reality, what it's doing is killing us all.
Well, the question becomes, how did they do this? How did they turn our people around, or how did they turn anybody around? And we exposed that back in the 80s. We exposed it because of that AIDS, so-called AIDS thing came that they created. It says AIDS is a man-made disease, as this pandemic line is. All of this stuff is man-made by the same people. And we proved that it's a man-made disease. We proved that they had the fluoride in the water that changes your hormone structure and other chemicals in our waters that changes your hormone structure. And the injections they give us change us. So, you know, we know these things, and we pass the word out. It's a matter of believing in ourselves. And when Dr. King spoke about love, he meant love for yourself. You have to love yourself. You say love God, you're talking about yourself. You got to love yourself, love who you are. God made you, you know. And if you love yourself, you're not going to poison yourself. You're not going to, you know, just allow all kinds of things to happen to you and your children. You know, and it takes courage, y'all, to stand up. It does. It takes a lot of courage to stand up. You know, and they run all these games on us and, about the immigrants that they're bringing in. I mean, they gave the, and I'm just going to lay it out to you. I don't know what they're doing as far as the individual immigrants at this point, but I can tell you about 1980, when 175,000 Cubans were brought to Miami, Florida, and each of them got $10,000 of our tax money, got instant credit, got mortgage, 3% loans to go into business that they didn't have to pay back, by the way. And that's how they brought them in and took over the community. Particularly when nobody else stands up against them. If you got one or two people, forget it. So this is the dilemma that we find ourselves in. How long are we going to put up with it? When is enough enough? When do we decide to organize and address these issues and put forth our own plan for survival? like you said, this is genocide without a question. All over the country. But I'm grateful too, just to talk on a positive note, that the Native American Indian groups, tribes, are joining the drum call. They are drumming strong, and our African nation are drumming, and our Central American nations are drumming. The problem, y'all, is that I'm unable to communicate with these people because I just can't afford, you know, I can't keep the phone going and all of that. But they're doing it, and they're calling in. And as a matter of fact, I would have them called into this show. I didn't alert them to the show tonight, but they will call in. We've got Ghana calls in to Carl Nelson's show on a regular basis. And Nigeria and the other countries have called in. And I might add that it's not all of the people in these countries that's calling, but it's those who understand the power of unity and who are not afraid to drum, because they are seriously under oppression, continent. They're on the continent and at the hands of this country, as well as the other European countries that are there, and the Chinese as well. So, you know, we got a big job to do. And this is, in my opinion, the way to deal with it is spiritually. It does work. Those people there agree with it. Even the Aborigines have joined this thing, and they agree. You know, we don't speak their language, but they know the drum. That drum is something, I tell you. So we hope that you all, you know, join forces on Sunday at 3 p.m. every Sunday, Eastern Standard Time, drum and sing. Lift every voice and sing after you pray. My prayer is for divine intervention. Lord, we need you now. You know, we need you to come. And I ask them to remove people from the planet. They have to go. They're destroying the planet. Everywhere they go, they create chaos, destruction, death, so that they can own everything and make the money for themselves and forget the people. We are suffering. We are suffering. So that's the basis of where we are and where we're going with this thing. And we all have a part to play. Everybody has a part to play in this. You know, we're getting it set up now. We've got a newspaper on our side. It's going to help us get this word out and you know, begin to educate our people on what's going on, what we need to do. You know, and we have the weapons to do it. And it won't have to. Nobody can stop you from not spending your money. Can't do it. We just have to decide not to do it. Okay. Put your money in your pocket. You know, just don't do it. That's going to help a lot, believe me. And that's what you're seeing going on the international scale right now. They're attacking this country because of the people who've been running it and what they've been doing to their countries and to their people. And they're waking up, they're coming together, and they're saying, enough is enough. This is how we're going to do it. They know they can't fight this country with weapons. They know that. But this country can't fight them with the spirit, and they know that. So that's it in a nutshell. We're preparing this whole thing I'm getting with the newspaper. It's called Pace News. We're going to put this whole thing together in a form that you can understand it and get it into everybody's hands in this country who understands what time it is and what we got to do. I'm very pleased with that. I'm grateful, I should say, because God is doing this. He's putting these people together. And they're coming together. Yeah, it's been rough, y'all. It's been very rough. And I've been like I talked to her brother today, he said, man, I've been under attack. I said, you've been under attack. And the same thing with Sister Antoinette. She's been under attack for what she does. You know,
yeah.
We've got to stand together with her and let her know. She's a woman of God. I believe that, and I trust her. You know, she is. She's gone through a lot just to do what she does. She provides this show every week for us. And she's, you know, it's very special. So she's a family. We are a family. We got to act like it, you know, support one another and put the thing together. Brother Kwame is doing the drum with his people and all the nations that are around him. Brother, you can get a call from Chief Murray, who is part of a group of tribes. Yeah, you can get a call for y'all. Had Tasha Pilar on, I think, last week, if I'm not mistaken, a week before last, and she's working up in Virginia to her tribe and other tribes. We got my sister Paris. She's working and talking to her tribe members and others. So it's happening, y'all. It's coming together. You know, it's coming together. If you're to God, it's about justice. And we understand that if we don't have justice, you cannot have peace if you don't have justice. So that's what is going on. And we can count ourselves as part of this whole historic move to wake the people, because the answers, the people have the answers. They just have to know that there is an agenda for us. It's not their agenda, because their agenda is not for us. Listen to all that stuff you want today talking. What they're going to do that they have never done, and they don't intend to do it. And that's okay. So we can do it for ourselves. Like James Brown said, don't open at the door. I open it myself. Now get it myself. Yeah. And that's what we got to do. We got to kick that door down and get it ourselves. Okay, so we can take some comments.
Yes, for anyone who has a question or a comment, if you press the number 1, I will be happy to open your line. And questions or your comments, and we'll be happy to take them. And, you know, I was thinking, I know we talk about it all the time, you know, with you and Brother Eddie, about different health messages and things like that. I think it would be good if we can have someone that could be in charge of that, you know, with gathering information for health and for food. Maybe that should be 2 separate categories. I'm not sure. But what do y'all think about that?
Well, when you establish an order or an agenda, you do select and appoint people to handle certain things. I don't know anybody else that knows numbers like Brother Eddie. Okay?
No, I don't either.
And, you know, so it's just automatic that he'll be the guy who handles the number. He's the number man. Y'all remember that one, don't you? He's the numbers man.
Yes.
There's a lot of information that our children need to know about the numbers that they never heard before. You know, and if we just look at that, look back to our childhood, those of us who are in a mature state, I should say. When we were in school, you could go to high school and you could get a certificate. You could be certified to be an auto mechanic, an electrician, a plumber, a carpenter. You got all of that in high school. Junior high and high school. So when you graduated from high school, you could go straight to work for yourself.
Yeah.
So what kind of a system would block that, would take that out of the school system so that the people dumb the people down so they can't do those things and take care of themselves? It's a wicked system that's done that. And it's
in Delaware we have the tech high schools where they can still go in and get, you know, so they can take auto mechanics and, you know, different things that you can do right in high school.
Yes,
you know,
I don't know about
that. The tech high schools. I don't know about anywhere else, but I know here in Delaware we do still have them.
And we hope these kids will go in and the help is very much of important. It's much of a part of that, because if you're unhealthy, if you're eating the wrong foods and you're getting the wrong foods in your system, then you're not going to be able to learn like you should and like you could. Okay, so you know, when you look at it, you look at the Food and Drug Administration. Who controls that? Who's over that? Who are the chair people of the Food and Drug Administration? We'll get you those names so that you'll know. But the most important thing is to know what is in, who they are. And I can tell you what I know is that the Food and Drug Administration is controlled by Monsanto. Monsanto is a German Nazi company. Hello. Ring a bell.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you look at the CDC and you look at all of these agencies that are supposed to be doing what the so-called government said they're supposed to do, but they're not doing it. And we are feeling the brunt of it. We're losing land. You know, we can go through all of that. But the point is that we've got to address these things ourselves. And the world is waiting for us, black people in America, to do something besides talk. We got to do it. They're waiting for us. And once we move, they will move. The system knows that. They've tried to block it for forever. You know, and I, of course, we don't know all of the intricacies. I don't know everything, but I do know enough to know that we are under attack, and I know the reasons we're under attack for the people, not just here, but everywhere. But I also know we're going to win. I know the victory is ours. I know that. So.
Yes, it is.
When you got, when you got the kinds of people who are listening to this show, to this program, and who are participating, and they can do it. They just have to be inspired to do it. And I hope that's what we're doing, is inspiring people to get up and do what they know to do. Get up and do what they know to do. We have bankers. We've got carpenters. We've got electricians. We've got people who know this computer system. We've got everything. So why are we going to them paying them to teach us something that we should be teaching ourselves, particularly when we invented most of this stuff? If you go back to your history, you'll know we invented just about everything that this country has benefited off of.
Yes, that is
true. Yeah, but we didn't benefit off it, so it's on us to turn that around. Now, I'm going to tell you, it does take courage and organization to do it, and a selflessness that we need in order to get these things done. I was encouraged by the young people I heard earlier. I was encouraged by what they're saying, but the question is, do they know how to do it? And that's what this is about, organizing so that we can show them how to achieve what they're trying to achieve. They're going to fall into the same holes that we did. Cause we came up during the 60s, when we wanted to make all this change, and one of the things we were told is you got to get with the white kids and black kids together and it'll change. Well, it never changed. We did all of that. It didn't work. Didn't change. Most of them were privileged. And they got everything we needed. And most of us were not privileged, and we couldn't get what we needed. We couldn't get college degrees, college education, because we didn't have the money. Same thing now. Education has gone so high to the point you can't afford it. Okay, so what? We can teach our own. We can teach the truth. And that's what we need to do, start our own universities. You know, we got black universities, but we don't finance them. We don't support them. We don't put our own money in them. We beg a system to do it, and they're not going to do it. They're going to put somebody in, give them some money, enrich a couple of people, and that's it. So, and then the other thing, too, I hope that comes up, that black sports figures and entertainers who have money have not been at the table. They need to be at the table. And if they're at the table, they'll do what they're supposed to do. They have to, because it'll be the end for them eventually. Because there won't be any more coming behind them because of the situation that's set up to strangle us out of this system. They know that now, I believe. So there's some of them who hear it. And again, if they see us coming together and see us organizing around this world and around this country and our cities, they will come. They will come. So that's where we are, and we have the kind of minds that are here tonight that I know are on this phone tonight who can do these things. So I just hope they're hearing what we're saying and put it in the hopper, come up with the solutions, the ideas that you have. Let us know You know, you can call me or send information to me so that we can put it all in perspective, work together and get it done, and then report back to the people what we've done, where we are, and what your part is. We can do this all over. We can do this everywhere. And don't take no hold out of nothing to do.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, especially, you know, because we have to do this for the children. You know, if we're not doing it for ourselves, then we have to look at, you know, to the children and to the children's children and their children and, you know, just down the line, you know, we got to look towards the future. And with that, I'm going to play a song by Betty White that she had did. And I really like this. I hope that y'all will also.
I'm so tired of going to hospitals and seeing our children laying in coffins and maimed by violence. We can't keep looking the other way. We have to save the children.
The children love the world. Precious in God's
Brother Eddie?
Hold On, Don't Give Up. Just Margaret Reynolds and I wrote that together. And Let Us Save the Children was on Betty Wright's label, and that was Betty singing on that recording. That was Dina Butler Rami leading it. That was the lead singer on it, but Betty sang as well, and we did background for her on that. So those are songs that they mean something to us, and we really got to save these children. We're going to try to get that song re-released, Save the Children. It has such a powerful message in it. And thank you for playing those.
Well, I'm grateful that y'all did it, and thank you for writing.
We got more coming. We got some more coming. It's just it's time now. You know, people got to hear this. That's why it was so important. Your show last night was so important with Brother Vinton. They've got to get busy getting this kind of music out. We have to take charge of that. And there's a way to do it. Yeah, we know that who controls the radio stations. Like I said, the biggest radio station down here is owned by somebody else, and they play what they want us to hear. And we're not playing what we want us to hear, so we gotta do that, and we can. FCC can't do what they're doing and get away with it. And the only way they've gotten away with it so far is nobody has stood up to them. You know, where's the leadership? Where are the people who have the power, the finance to do this? Where is the Congressional Black Caucus? Where are they? We need y'all now to do what we put you in power to do. And if you're afraid, get out the way. Just put some young people in there who got some courage and some balls to do what has to be done. That's what we got to do, you know. And it's going to take the power of everybody who's on this program tonight, who's listening in here today. Y'all got to do something. And everybody got something that they can do. Don't leave it up to one or two people to do it all. No, it don't work like that. So thank you. I appreciated that.
Yeah. Well, folks, we got a lot of work to do. But, you know, doing it together, it's not so strenuous if we're all doing it together. You know, everyone has a piece. Everyone has something that they're good at that you can bring to the table and we can work with so that we can benefit a universal Black community. You know, people that are, Brother Eddie, you know, is in the numbers. You know, we have people for music, you know, people for history, people for words and astrology, you know, language. You know, we have to take back what was taken from us, and we have to do it in a proper way. And, you know, I'm asking anybody, if you have a question or a comment,
you know, idea. You know, if you want to throw it out there, please press 1 and we'll open up your line so that you can tell us, you know, how you feel and, you know, what you feel that you can bring to the table, or, you know, just ideas of what we need to bring to the table.
Or if you think what we're doing is a good idea.
Yes. Or if you think it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, either way, you know how you feel. Okay, we have a caller. Just a moment. Okay, 843.
Greetings, sis. Greetings, Elder. How's everybody?
Well,
and my brother, how are you?
What's up, Brother Eddie? How you doing?
Hey,
greetings. How's everybody?
Well,
I'm glad
yourself?
All is doing well. I'm glad
all is doing well. Oh, my.
Right,
I'm sorry. Now. I don't even know how that happened. I don't even know how that happened. It just punched all the stones. I wasn't even...
Sure. I guess that's the answer. That's the answer. I'm complete.
No, that's all I have to say. Honestly, I don't know how that happened. I truly don't know how that happened. Oh, my.
Welcome to the club, baby.
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
What did she say? Pray? What did she say?
I don't know. What did she say, Brother Quant? I mean, Brother Ray?
I couldn't hear it. It was too scratchy. I just heard that it was interference. I don't know what it was, but welcome to the club.
Yes,
keep
indeed.
On moving. Don't let it slow you down.
No, not at all. Well, our greatest challenge is definitely ourselves, you know, and I don't think a lot of us is striving to get past that. In our wheelhouse, we look at our individual experiences. And when we get a nice car and a house, we kind of think we made it. You know, a lot of people aren't watching the news. I definitely don't. But overall, we keep going back to some of the same old things. And it's never going to work for us. You know, and part of the reason why is because it takes a collective effort. When Jesse Jackson was in driving to get into politics, he said that the districts are cut so that if we voted for the same person, meaning melanated people, if we voted for the same person, they would win by, you know, just the amount of numbers. Then they changed the district. But even with that, there's still not enough people to vote. Therefore, we need to find another way of doing things. You know, just like it was before the 50s and 60s, we had our own community. You know, and if we would generate that way, then, I mean, Claude Anderson said it. But overall, initially, I'd just say that it's challenging just to even get us to disagree. You know, prime example, something happens to one of our children. First thing the majority of us would say is, what did they do? You know, history and record shows that we don't have to do anything. It's just, I don't know, being picked out, you know, it's not about being in the wrong neighborhood. Individuals selling loose cigarettes in front of a store that he had permission from the store owner. The cops that murdered him or assassinated him knew him. You know, they joke with each other and things like that. One given day, they murder them. I mean, you know, it's really hard to say. So that's another reason why I'm speaking to the implosion, just like what I said on Ed's show, you know, you and Ed, and that, you know, it's basically the Big Bang Theory. So the only way we're going to do anything is to come back together and decide that, you know, what I want for myself, I want for my brothers. What I want for myself is peace, because that's really all we want. That's all we've ever wanted, even when they were brought here, you know, Europeans, Caucasians, or whatever. That's all we wanted, you know. Now we just want to be left the hell alone, but, you know, is that really possible? You know,
and
now they
I'm
got the Pope.
I want to say something. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, please. I'll wait.
No, I'm going to say something that's probably kind of controversial, so I'm still going to throw it out there. But I think some things, and I hate to say, I'm not taking the police side, please, don't anyone think that. But what are we doing to attract the police to us? Now, and I think
being,
there are some things
being,
that we have to clean
black.
Up. Yeah, but being black, but, you know, okay, if you're driving and things aren't right with your car and things like that, then that's going to draw police attention. If you're out in the street and you're causing trouble, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I know there's times when we don't cause trouble and things happen. But if you rob the store, and, I mean, and that's anywhere, you know, it's not just black people, I mean, it's all people. If you rob a store, then you're going to attract the police to you. That doesn't mean they have to kill you, that they have the right to kill you, but they do. But I'm just saying, you know, outside of just us being black, I still think there's things that we need to clean up just, you know, just for ourselves.
I do agree on certain levels, but just like you're saying, there should be a code of ethics, but it still comes back to us coming together, because a lot
yes.
of these situations that happen, if our children had more information on code of conduct, stuff,
Bingo.
Or even if the police in our jurisdiction knew that we were more organized, they would think before they behave a certain way. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
And having these agents as lawyers, you know, regardless of their appearance, you know, all the same color skin ain't our kin.
That's so,
so
true.
And
so,
all
yeah,
of these
I,
things.
I,
go ahead, Ed.
No, I was just saying, man, I totally agree. And again, it all starts at home with communication, because by now, even if the parents don't talk to their children, the children, the youth have seen enough turmoil of how the police treat them. They already know without us telling them. But again, we're not explaining to them how to talk correctly to the police.
Yes.
I mean, again, yeah, we know you're upset. We know that you've been approached wrong. We know all these things. But again, don't play into their stupidity. As they
right.
say, be the bigger man, in so many words. Sister Antoinette, you're right. When our young brothers and sisters know you're riding dirty, or you not did something dirty, and you're in a vehicle with a busted tail light, no license plate, cracked windshield, whatever. If the car is in any disrepair and you done did something, come on now. You done put yourself out there because you know you did wrong, number one, and you're in a messed up vehicle, a hoopty. And even if you ain't in a hoopty and you're riding dirty, come on. You better figure out the consequences before they happen. And again, that's what our youth are. They're reactionary. They don't think about the consequences that could happen with the small things they're doing. They riding with a piece. They riding with drugs. They're riding illegal with no damn license. And at the
yeah.
end of it, you're going to run because you was in the wrong instead of accepting, okay, I messed up. I already accepted it. If I get stopped, caught, hey, what am I going to do? These scenarios are the things that we should be talking about with our youth, since it seems like they're not getting it, because we keep seeing these stories repeated time after time after time. But again, letting them know straight up, son, daughter, if you in the wrong, where you ride with a firearm, and I know you ain't got no FOR card, you ain't got no license to carry, conceal and carry, and you get stopped, You got somebody in your car that got something, and they throw it under your seat, and it's your car, you going to get blamed for it. We don't talk to our children about these things anymore. See? They get their little cars, and they do what they do and get together with their crazy little friends now and what? Hey, let's go carjack somebody and joyride in a Benz for a while or a Lexus for a minute or a BMW, whatever stupidity that's in their head. But we're not basically catching it at the root conversation to basically put something on their mind. Because, again, we're not there. We can't stop them. But at least if we talk to them, that guilt ain't on our hearts of saying, well, I never did really talk to my baby. I thought, I assumed. It's called communication, family. That's what we got to do. We got to talk about these things now because that's what's actually missing right now. Even if we go back to the story of Emmett Till from what we've all been told, heard, and read, that this Chicago youth goes down south, not familiar with you can't look a white man in the eye, you can't whistle or say something to white people. You got to act a particular way. Because what? Somebody didn't relate to him enough. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But, I mean, strictly letting him understand you can't do that. If that possibly happened, we've never would have had that story, that tragedy. Not a story. It was a damn tragedy.
Yes, it was.
But again, we got to use that as an example to talk to our children because now they ain't got to go down south for this to happen. It happens in our own backyard.
And they're trying, what they're trying to do, what the system is trying to do, is to block that kind of education in the school system so they don't learn. So it's up to us, like you said, Eddie, it's up to us to teach them. So we have to have our own institutions that we teach them in. So that's what organizing is. You're organizing to get around all of their crap. You know, our kids wouldn't be in that shape if things were fair, but they're not fair, so we're going to make them fair. We're going to create the conditions where we're going to keep the families together. We're going to help these young children. We're going to not allow them to go to the other reform systems, foster homes and all that kind of thing. We're going to take care of our own children, our own homeless children. We've got a lot of homeless children out here. And
yes,
if we don't take care of
them,
they're into the system. They're into the system and with no teaching and with abuse. They're being raped. They're being all kinds of stuff that's happening to these children. So it's up to us. Save the children. That's what this music is about. Let us save the children, our children. You know, so we do that by organizing, putting our own schools together, making sure in every block, in every city in this country, we need to be doing this. And you don't have, you know, everybody can do it. All you need to do is have the idea and the guts to do it, the courage to do it. We can do these things. Save these children.
It is really
you're absolutely right.
It is really incredible that everybody talks about how many trillions of dollars are in our community and how Claude Anderson spoke on buying the police force, the man, politicians. And, I mean, templates have existed for a long time. I remember when I was coming up, I used to always, you know, pass through City Hall, going across town and things like that. You would always see the elders coming out of the building. You know, I remember I knew this guy, and I asked him, I said, I'm going to always see you up around here. What are you doing? He said, me and a few friends, we just go sit in court to see, you know, what's going on and how they treat people and things of that nature. You know. And see, I don't know if these things still go on, but my point is, anytime there's an election and there's a new mayor or the same mayor, you know, a group of people should go up there and talk to that mayor because the mayor is the individual who hires the police or whatever the case may be, he puts in his own organization or whatever the case may be. So if nobody's going up there and speaking to him and letting him know that they are concerned parents and concerned people in that town, and then meeting that chief and having a conversation with him, that's how you stop some of these things, because you let them know that they're going to be accountable. They're going to be accountable. So anytime something happens.
And hold them accountable. You just don't let them get away with it.
Exactly.
Like right now, here in the state of Florida, we have to deal with the governor. We got to deal with him. Stuff that he's doing, he has to be dealt with. And in order to do that, you have to have organization. You can't have your elected officials voting for issues that he's putting forth that's harmful to the people. And that's what you're talking about. And that's why I say everybody here has a responsibility to go into your community, in your neighborhood, your church, and start to question, start to organize in these people. Say that we can do this. Just come together, you know, pick a night, have a meeting, put the issues out, whatever prevalent in that community, and come to a conclusion of how we deal with it. And that's how you get help. That's what we are here for. That's what the people who are calling in are calling in for. They want to figure a way out. Don't have to come out of my mouth or my head. It comes out of everybody's head. We all put into this puzzle. You know, so we all have a say in this. You got any more callers in here, Sister Antoinette?
And now no one has their hand up. Y'all, if you have a question or a comment, press the number one and I can let you in, because we want to hear from you. We want your input.
Well, I just got a text.
Right.
I just...
Okay, we do some. Or we do, Brother Ray. Area code 863.
Yes, I'm Doris Moore Bailey. Yes. Yeah, I was listening in. A couple of things that I think can be helpful to the conversation, I hope. But we have to emulate some people that we probably don't like, but we could take a look at the Jews on Saturdays. They have their children at the synagogue, and they educate their children. We don't do that. I think we need to refocus and keep our eyes, as the main message is keep our eyes on the prize. And so I don't remember the brother who spoke about the young people and how they're misbehaving, but that is in part because they're in a system now where they have been exposed to bad behavior, and they are emulating those behaviors. And it's the no longer do we have the community that most of us on this call grew up in. To me, and this is my personal opinion, but to me, to a great degree, integration, which is not totally integration, but it did do some damage to us in our communities. So we've got to collectively look at how we can do that, Brother Ray, how we can, if we can educate our young people, I think that would be a great thing. That's the only thing we should be trying to do right now, is focus on them and how we can help them, and trying to navigate the story and turn the ship around so that we don't lose as many of them that is projected to be lost by the time they're in third grade. They're scheduled to go to prison, so they say, if they can't read. So we've got to really look at all these different dynamics. There are so many things coming at us and coming at our children. Everybody's confused. I mean, as an adult, we can become a loss in the shuffle. And getting back to what we need to do, I'd love to hear that strategy. I know the one thing I would like to say, especially in the inner cities that some of us may know as concrete jungle, those children who live there, they live and they have to survive in that condition. And that's what it's all about, because, and Brother Ware, you mentioned this earlier, billions of dollars, billions and billions. Every day the president is coming forward and saying to American people, Ukraine needs more money, Ukraine needs more money. Well, what happened to us in our focus on reparation or recovery, whatever we're talking about? We've totally just abandon that ship. And we don't need to do that because America can walk and chew gum at the same time. So we need to keep the pressure on the president about recovery for us, as some people like to call it. A gentleman out of Maryland, he calls it recovery because insurance companies pay for recovery, but America doesn't want to pay for reparations. So those are just different words, but the same meaning is to pay us for damages that they've done to us. If you can come up with all of this money's dollars and dollars, billions now, dollars, could be a half a trillion by the time they get done. So you tell me they can't print money to give us money that they owe us? I'm done. Thanks so very much for listening to my comments.
Well, Doris, thank you for calling
you.
That's how we print on the president is through the elected officials, through the Black Caucus. We need to pick up the phone tomorrow and call them. Call those who represent your area. And even those who don't represent your area. I know I get calls from some elected officials from other states. I'm going to call them tomorrow on that issue, as I've done in the past. But that's what I'm talking about. Everybody here can do something and just complain. Let them know we're not going for this. And you're going to either have to do it right or we're going to take you out of office. And there's a system by which we can do that. And it's not necessarily voting for them, because there is a part of the American system is a recall system, and it doesn't take as many to recall them as it does to vote them in. So we got to look at these things and put that in the hopper as well. How do we recall these guys who are not doing their job? But somebody should have stood up and said that out of the Black Caucus if no one else did. And when we do that, we'll get the respect that we are supposed to have from the system.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
So what happened to the report card scenario where you would call their hands by the fact that you're going to keep a report card on them and how they support what we need to have supported and how they respond accordingly to what the needs are? I know you have been pushing to have an agenda, a national agenda, and I know you've talked about, you know, youth and children, community, and organizing. I've heard you really push that so many, many times, for many years now, actually. But until we do unite some kind of way, we're going to always be having the same conversation probably some years from now as we've had it since Dr. King's assassinations and before then. And so we're still are where we are. I mean, where we are where we are now because we basically have been disjointed, if you will, or are either splintered. There's splinter groups out there that's doing things. And the other one thing I'll say is that you have people of African descent who have sold their souls to the devil, and that's part of the problem. It has become very problematic. So we have a lot of different dynamics and players in this game that we're going to learn how to navigate around, through, under, whichever way. And I think if we collectively come together, as you were having us do that now and having the dramas to do on Sundays, I was glad to be able to sit in on some of those Zoom calls and listen and see all the dramas all over and the young brothers who were drumming as well, like one group, three generations. And that was powerful. So if we can continue to do those kinds of things and reach out to like-minded people, then I think we can get something done. But we've got to set that agenda, and then we've got to pull in the people who we do. So I'll yield now. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Doris. And you know, we'll be working together on this and pulling it together. I've been absent for a while, so I'm back. I'm on my feet again, thank God. You will hear from me.
Yes, and we're grateful for that, Brother Ray. Anyone, if you have a thought or a comment, if you want, you know, so that we can hear you, please press the number 1, and we'll be happy to open up your line. Okay, I'm going to play a song, and hopefully this will inspire us some. ¶¶
took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey.
Don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealer's honking. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train.
While you all were talking, I was just thinking about when I started festival for the performing arts in Detroit. I had just come back to Detroit. And I saw they had a police group called Stress. And everywhere I went, I saw young boys up against the fence, on the car, on the stretched out on the ground. And I went to Neil Young and I told him about the program. And he gave me a card and I did it for 17 years through the grace of God. And they said it couldn't be done. But the program was designed to help young people find themselves, to find the gift of God has given them. And then celebrate it. And those were some of the young people who wanted to fill the other night. They didn't get to sing a little bit. But I would like you all to hear what they have to say. And that's the kind of thing that you need to do. Yeah. I understand what you say, Brother Ray, about you need to do it ourselves. When you do it yourself, you have more appreciation. But that's true for you. And you don't really care about the left. It torn up my house. I mean, it just, God said, let it be. Let it be as it is, and then you will see. But I'm going to tell you, I saw some stuff I really didn't want to see. But I've seen it, and so I feel I'm wiser for it. But in the meantime, we've got to find a way that we wouldn't need to. And since we've invested so much in this thing, I've been asking Internet to find my vision of Exodus, which is the land. I don't care. But this land is mine, which, because this is where God is. Honestly, nobody else has gotten nothing. I mean, in 1955, before Rosa Parks stepped on the bus, I went on the bus on Mobile, Alabama, said, down next to a white woman. My sister dragged me off the bus with her. I mean, I wasn't trying to do anything. This was before Rosa Parks. It just got me out of Mobile. Nobody said anything. I mean, that's probably good, because even then, I don't care who he is. I don't care if you're black, if it's wrong, it ain't right.
That's right. You're right, Ms. Campbell.
We have put enough work into this country that anything we want to do, we should be able to do. We just got to do it the right way. And we got to come together and say what we want. We paid our dues. Our dues have been paid. That play that I was telling a little song called I'm Strolling Down Main Street, going to get what's rightfully mine. And won't let nobody turn me around.
Yes.
Right down there on me. In the meantime, I didn't even share that. I wanted to just talk
Mister,
about
can you time. Can you talk louder, please? It's hard to hear you.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to ask her to do that.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm hollering. I'm going to apologize for talking so loud. Maybe my volume. Is that better?
Yes.
Is that better? Okay, the volume was.
Yes, you're...
I was just saying, that program came to the city, to the federal government. That money is there. If you have a talent, you get that money and use it for our children. But they're not doing it, and that's our responsibility.
See, you have some help there in Detroit that... I'm sure if you approach them and laid it out to them what you're seeing, what you're thinking, they're going to have to do something. You know, Reverend Reveille and a couple other ministers there who are involved in the community. They need to hear your point of view, and that's what we're saying. Collect those people around you. Tell them what we're doing.
I haven't put it together where I feel like to move on it yet, but I'm working on it. Because when I move on it, I want it where can't nobody change my concept of what God gave me. You know? So I'm working on it. But the thing that I want you all to think about is that worldwide Build-A-Day celebration is something with what you're already doing, Brother Wade. Is there some way that we could combine that? And the people that are saying that they agree, that right there gives us a bond. That gives us a common goal.
Yeah, we've discussed this in past, but the thing is we got to really focus on getting one of these things moving, and then we'll go to the other and add it to that. We got a good start on the drum call. It's working very well. And we're going to involve the Tuskegee Airmen with that when they are ready, when we are ready. We're not quite ready to reach out to those type organizations at this time. They know about it. We've talked about it to them. They know it. But as soon as we get ourselves organized to the point where we can do this, for example, you represent the drum call itself. You're on that board. So when you go and you speak on behalf of the drum call, after we, put it all together, they will hear that. And then I'm going to back that up when you go, because they know me. They know, they know my brothers, and they know that we, are supporting that, the Tuskegee Airmen and all that they do. This idea is new to them. So it's the same thing with just about any organization. We got to go to the sororities, the fraternities, the churches. A lot of people we have to go to, but we got to go to them organized, you know. And that's what we're striving for right now, is put everything in place. So when we go, they're going to jump on. They're going to have to, because times are getting ready to get very hard for everybody. And they're going to look for a way out, and this is it, I believe. You know, we're going to have to be able to feed ourselves. We're going to be able to take charge of our communities. And we can be letting somebody else run our communities right now. And we're being laughed at around the world, by the way. Because you say, all you got to do is get to America and open your corner store up in the black community, you're going to come out a millionaire. And that's what's happening. Because we keep carrying our money to them. So that's what the Christmas is coming. You know, hold your money. That's what that's all about. Buy from your own people. Build your own. How many churches, for an example, could open a corner store tomorrow and put the unemployed people in their church to work? How many? But they won't do it. They have the money to do it. I think some of them have lost since the pandemic and destroyed a lot of that, and I think that was part of the plan to use that for. But no weapon formed against us will prosper, particularly when we got praying women around like you and Sister Antoinette and others, all praying women. And by the way, I don't think I introduced you to the nuke, the caller on the call tonight. We need to know that that what you just heard from was our great entertainer. I'm trying to put words entertainer who fought to lift every voice to sing to life again after Mahalia Jackson recorded it. She recorded it. And when she recorded it, they brought it back to life. It has now gotten some new life. It's getting newer life now as a result of this drum call. Because people are learning this wonderful song. You know, and it's a great song. So she's on board, and she's doing her part. It's Sister Kim Weston, the one and only Kim Weston. And some of you may have known her in the past, and she's still here. She's the matriarch of this drum call move, and she's got a lot to say, and she's working on it. So I'm going to, you know, we've got to just... You got to speak up,
Kim, we couldn't hear you.
I just said to God, beautiful.
And I'm going to say this before. Go ahead, Brother Ray. I'll do it after you complete. Go ahead.
We got to get in where we fit in and do what we can do. You know, because we all got a different role to play. That's all that is to that. And play our role. It all comes together. It all comes together, you know. And there's so much going on now. We can't address every issue. But we can put this thing together so that every issue can be addressed.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right.
I want to thank you so much for playing music. That there are many that have never heard some of that music. There are people that still don't know about this thing.
Miss Kim, you're not coming in really clear.
Oh, well, then I don't know what to do. I said thank you.
Are you welcome? Oh. For those that have not, okay, wait a minute, we have a caller. Oh, Brother Wesley.
Hey there, family. Shabbat Shalom. But Brother Ray, I kind of disagree with what you say respectfully. I heard you. My opinion is, okay, I look back in the Wayback Machine, what our ancestors went through slavery and every damn thing else when they killed the indigenous people. Bro, my opinion is, things don't get very good for us, brother. Okay, that's my opinion. Okay, when I look back all the things we done been through since the beginning of time, what we going through is a cakewalk, man. Okay, just like Eddie and them said on the other show, They trying to blow up all the damn food processing plants, man. That's what these demons trying to do, but it's going to backfire on their ass. So I'm looking. We already on the ground looking up. We ain't got no way to go up, man. So I've been checking out a whole bunch of words we use. It spells, man. I mean a whole bunch of words, man. So I'm just going to be quiet because I'm learning how to change my whole vocabulary. Because we going up, man. We started from the bottom. Now my whole team up. That's what the young folks said. We started from the bottom. Now my whole team up. And I'm going to be quiet.
Well, thank you, Wesley.
See, that's what this is about. There are many opinions. And, you know, all
yes.
roads lead home. You know, I respect what you say. And, you know, we can agree to disagree and yet be agreeable and work things out for the better, for the good of the people. And, you know, that's all good. So, like I said, we're baking a pie here. We're baking a cake, if you will. And all these ingredients go in it.
Yes. We have 2 minutes left in this program. Brother Ray, tell me where you want to go with this.
Well, you know, if no one's calling, if they're not calling in, if everybody is satisfied with what they've heard or doesn't have an opinion, then, you know, we can go on, or, you know, however you want to do it. It was interesting to hear other people's opinions and see what people are
yeah.
saying and what they're doing. If they want to do that, then we'll be here. But if not, well, you know.
Yes, well, folks, if you have anything that you wish to add, you know, you're welcome to call in. You're down to, well, a minute, well, 2 minutes, 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343. And we will go on as long as y'all are, you know, you have something to say. If not, then we'll close this evening out.
You coming in broken
now
up,
you're
Sister
breaking
Antoinette.
Up.
Yeah, you coming in real broken up.
Okay. Am I better now, Brother Eddie?
Yeah, you better. You much better. And what I like to add just a little bit on, just a little side note to what Brother Ray was talking about earlier about haters. You know, we're on the side of love. And being on that side of love, I love hate. See, because at the end of the day, when I know the hater comes to 24, 24 is also shit. And we know shit is a fertilizer. So every
yeah.
hater that hates on me is just giving me that fertilizer to keep growing, baby, because they show their whole card. That's the opposite. So as long as they hating, I know I'm doing my job of loving. So bring on the hate, baby. Bring it on.
Oh, hey, Brother Ed. Hey, I want to thank
yes, sir.
You, man. I was about to go. Hey, bro, I'm having some problems with my neighbors with their dogs, man. And I'm about to bust one of them. And so I appreciate you.
That's the general talk.
We need you, Brother West, so don't go bust nobody or don't go cap no dog, man.
Well, I talked to the dog catcher, man. He told me what to do, man. He told me what to do, man.
Okay.
Take some pictures when
there
they run
go.
Up on me. And I got to defend myself, man. I got to defend myself,
there you go.
Man.
All right.
Well, I appreciate it, bro. I'm going by you and Robert X, y'all help me out, man. I'm going by the letter of their law.
Oh, yes. That's it. That's how you beat them at their own game.
That's the best classroom, Wes. That's the best class right there. That or either some dog biscuit. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, bro.
Okay, I'm going to ask you.
I just need to get a memo, man. Back to me and my two
Wes, are you trying to attract the dog? Are you trying to attract the dog to you?
No, they're evil devil dogs, man. They be fighting each other, man. They, as long as they stay in the yard and fight each other, that's good. When they try to attack me when I come out my door, I got to do what I got to do. I'm trying to give them a memo, a microwave weapon, maximum in, maximum out, a direct energy weapon like they use on us. That's what I'm trying to find.
Oh, okay. You know, I don't know anything about that. Yeah, I don't know anything about the weapons. I know how to pray, but I don't do the physical.
Yeah, again, but I wanted to say these are some of the best antidotes, just like what you're saying. Paperwork, law, these things have existed for a long time. And these are the things we need to utilize. Even for these cops, don't take them to court. Just go after their bonds. Everything
yes.
has to have insurance. Christopher Columbus's ships had insurance.
Yes,
so anything goes wrong. And another good thing about that, when those things are retrieved, we'd have seed money to start our schools or buy a old school building and open up the gym.
Yeah.
Then you have an environment just like it used to be back in the day, the boys club, PAL, and all of those environments. We just have to get the elders to stay on deck and some of the young people that are mature to stay on deck so no foolishness comes in there. No drugs, no cigarettes, no weed, no gunplay, no foolishness. You know, it needs to be a safe haven. Have somebody from the community that is a lawyer or somebody understands paralegal work. Have the children read and understand the Constitution. Booker T. Coleman, his name is Hiawatha Kamene. He has a list of books that he recommends that our children should read. Once we own a building, we could put a library in that building, and we have libraries in our community. Every now and then, when lawyers get new books, they give up their old books, so that could be a donation. You know, fortunately and unfortunately, just create an organizational nonprofit. And that way, people that have businesses and people that have jobs, they donate a dollar, give them a receipt for $10, and they could write that off on their taxes. That way, you know, hopefully everybody will donate $5, $10 a paycheck. At the end of the year, it adds up, and everybody gets to write it off if you have a five. Well, you don't even need a 501c3 to write off a donation.
I'm just on the donations,
I got one more thing. It's an app called Turn Signal, right? Where if you download that app, you got to pay a little bit, but you be talking to a lawyer. If the police stop you, you have your phone right facing you. And you be talking to a lawyer like FaceTime as you talking to the police called Turn Signal. I think I said it to y'all, some of y'all, called Turn Signal.
I see Turn App. Okay, you said Turn Signal. Let me try that way.
Yeah, that's it. I think I said it to you, Antoinette, and some more people. It's Signal with an IL.
Yes, I see it. Okay, I see it. And Turn. All right, okay, now I'm going to tell you the cost. And then I did just see it. Turn sign. On demand. Okay, on demand app for attorney guidance. $6.99 a month. So that's not bad. Or $60 a year. That's good.
And you should be able to write it off on your taxes for consulting fees or protection.
Yes. Yes, I think that's a good idea. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, that's really a good idea.
That's the general.
I'm doing what I can.
Down.
That's the general talking.
Wesley feeds us a lot. Wesley gives us good information.
It's coming from the Creator. I don't want to take no credit. It's coming from the Creator, the ancestors of the universe. I'm just trying to do my part and stay in my lane because there's less traffic in my lane.
I'm waiting for your night. I'm waiting for General Wesley's night so you can tell us about the galactic and all the other things that you are aware of.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We definitely need
it. It's coming. Coming, Brother Ray. I just have to listen. I got to learn how to use the right words because I've been finding out, like I say, how words, some of the words we've been using, man, we've been putting spells on ourselves. Even
yeah.
though my man, the number man, the number man had to tell us that. But
so you need to teach us what those words are because we're only going by what we have learned over these years. And
yeah.
we'd like to know what words mean what. Because we don't, you know. So my apologies for not knowing. But at the same time, if we get ourselves organized, these kinds of things will be ironed out. We will have Saturday
yes.
She Lays. That's the Saturday schools where we teach our people. And,
yes, what are you...
you know.
Hello?
Hello, you can get an etymology dictionary online. They have it at betterworlds.com, you know, cause that's my favorite. But also you can go to Amazon or any of them, and you can buy them used or whatever. But when you get the etymology, it gives you the meaning of the word from the beginning of what the original meaning of that word was. And it'll let you know when it was changed and everything to a different meaning. So, you know, and they even have etymology online where you can go online and, you know, do the words from there. You know, put in the word and you'll get the original meaning for the word. And I have a couple etymology dictionaries.
Oh, I've been learning from Bishop Gatermouth, man. Bishop Gatermouth, he's sharp, man. I send him to y'all every time he speaks, man. Bishop Gatermouth, man. I'm learning so much from that brother.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
learning from all y'all.
I like him. Yeah, I like him. He is very good. Brother Ray, you heard him the other night. We had listened. I sent it to you.
Yes, you did. And the general sent it about a month ago, I think. So I've been listening to him as well.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I commented the first time he sent it. Yes, he's, you know, he's saying the right thing, that's for sure.
Yeah. He'll
be on every Tuesday and Thursday night. Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Oh, okay. But then you can catch him live. Okay, well, that's good. That's another tool in our belt, you know. Another tool.
Yeah, 9 o'clock Eastern time. About 9 o'clock Eastern time. Tuesday and Thursday night.
Okay. And he's good because he can do the history and everything.
You.
Yes, ma'am.
Antoinette.
Yes, ma'am.
Antoinette.
Yes.
I don't want to forget you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, you're loud and clear, Ms. Kim. You're a lot better. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I didn't want to forget what came to me, Brother Wes and Brother Eddie, with him, with those words, and Brother Eddie with the number. I don't see why we can't get that very soon. Just a suggestion.
Yes, ma'am. Maybe Antoinette can send you Bishop Gatermouth on every Tuesday and Thursday because I don't have your information. I can send it to you, too. I mean, you'll like him. You'll like him because he break the Bible down and all that, man. That dude deep.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, but I'm saying what you all were talking about when I was trying to say something and I had muted myself.
Okay.
Brother Ray was asking him to bring some of those words. And I'm saying when he bring the words, if Brother Eddie would be able to give us the number with the words at that particular
time.
That, you know.
Well, okay. One is Protege, you're supposed to use, and Progeny, Genius, a whole bunch of them, man. Y'all be surprised. A genius, protege, boo, don't call you your love, no boo or nothing. That's some kind of evil stuff, too. Man, this dude deep, man.
Miss Kim, I'll send you some tonight of the bishop that Brother West is referring to. I'll send you the links for him tonight.
Right, would you give him my number, please?
Channel?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Thank you.
I don't have the number to the bishop. You want me to give your number to Wesley?
Yes, give him my number.
Okay, I'll do that.
Appreciate it. I'll send you everything I was coming up with, like I send to everybody else.
Well, God has given me something, and I'm not going to tell it over the air. But it is awesome. It is awesome. Get ready. Get ready.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So we ain't got nothing but good times. Like that song say, good times. What's that shadow on my sign? We got good times, y'all. We finna come up. I'm telling y'all, man. Them demons coming down, man. All the ones that running this stuff, their time is up. We coming up. We on the seesaw. They going down. We coming up. Now, you remember y'all riding the seesaw?
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-way yep. seesaw. It's a one-way seesaw.
Hey, Wes, does he have a YouTube channel?
Yes. He has a YouTube channel.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, bro.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll make a relative.
Did anybody look at that brother Bixby?
Pardon me?
I was asking, Ms. did Kim, anybody look at the double victory that I was asking them to look at?
I haven't looked at it yet. I did look up the book where I could order the book.
I'm be down and I ain't even know that.
My cousin. Cuz, you have any suggestions for improving the black community on what we can do?
No, I mean you guys covered it, you know, pretty much. But we just have to get out there and support each other. You know, like you said, we don't have to go to city council or county council, but what we need to do is get out there and support each other. And still, at the same time, I think these church leaders should play a significant role. I mean, you don't hear about them out there, you know, marching or whatever they have to do when something happens anymore. I mean, I never see the preachers out there, you know, demanding answers for maybe someone got killed or a shooting. They don't unless you take them by the hand, but they don't get out there like they used to, you know. I don't know why, you know, but that's the way it is.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, we can't depend on the president or the vice president, or we can't depend on some of these places, you know, throwing money into it and you know, here's $2 million. Just throw it in the pot and see if we can get these little black guys to get off the corners and carjacking people, and that's just not going to work. You know, they got an army over there in Ukraine, and they sent in billions and billions of dollars to them for arms, bullets, and whatever else they need, and they still can't stop these people. So what do they think? How do they think that they can sell $2 million or $1 million in these metropolitan cities and stop these guys from doing what they're doing. It's not gonna work. So we have to, pretty much have to police our own. But it all starts from home. I don't know where these young kids. I was watching the news today in Philadelphia. There was a young girl and a guy that rode in an Uber. Well, for some crazy reason, the girl got out, but the guy stayed in just for maybe a block or two, and he shot the Uber in the back a couple of times. The Uber guy got out to find out what, done something, but the young guy shot the Uber in the back like two or three times. Well, somebody off the street kind of helped the guy because he started bleeding. They called 911, and they was trying to instruct him on how to, help the guy until they came. And he said the phone, so
to stop it from bleeding. Try to make it cut.
He said it's really coming out, and just by luck, the ambulance was sitting right on us, right in the street, because they were great throwing him in the car and rushing to the hospital. He would have never made it because he's in bad shape. He's still in bad shape, but it looks a little better for him now. But it was the ambulance right there where he almost collapsed, and that's what saved him so far. But I don't know. These guys shoot just to be sure. Where are all these guns coming from?
Because how do we effectively try to stop our young people from going out doing these foolish things? I mean, it's not even young people. I mean, it's some people that are our age that are acting foolish, too.
But what do you think the solution is
that we can make to try to help our people so that we don't have these things? I mean, because we know that white folks and other races, they're doing it, too. But ours is what is put out there, that we're always the bad people. So how do we change that narrative?
Well, You got me there. I don't know, but it all starts from home. If people at home start raising these kids, I mean, once they get outside, they don't have any control. But I just don't know, because it's so rampant, and what makes it so sad, they're doing it to each other. Here they shoot and kill one.
That's a form of genocide. But that's genocide.
Yeah.
So we have to come up with something so that we're not killing off each other, so that we're not genociding our own. And this is something that, I truly wish someone would, what are your ideas? How do we talk to our people so that we stop genociding, self-genociding? How do we make that change? What can we do?
I really can't tell you.
It has to start early. Yeah, we got to start early. We got to start teaching. We have to be community. Family does not have an educator in it or somebody who can teach a child. So community, informing community, and organizing. We will have people that have expertise in psychology and history and understanding what we're going through as a people, where we've come from. How did we get to this position? We are the first man. We're the first woman. And God gave us the riches of the land. He put the whole world in our hands. And somehow we've lost it. We've lost our way. We're not who we were meant to be. We're no longer a kind, loving, and gentle nation of people, and we need to get back to being that kind, gentle nation. And we have started home teaching and community teaching. That's what the church is supposed to do. That's what it was. It was a community center where we gathered and we learned the word of God. But now there's a different type of church now. In many cases, the church has become a nightclub, or should I say a club, a fashion show, and we're not teaching the word, the real word of God, and we're not teaching our children how to live. We're teaching them how to make a living with this man, Mr. Charlie, go work with him. We're not teaching them how to live, and we have to do that. And it's up to us to do it. And, like, we cannot put the blame and the onus on the family that has been destroyed by this wicked system. It purposely denied black men work. It purposely divided our families. It purposely kept the black man out of the family. So it's done these wicked things to our people. So we have to understand that and begin to teach the truth to the children. We have to save, like the song says, we have to save the children. And if we save the children, we'll save our future. And they will do the right thing. They will teach. We've let it get out of hand. We've let them infiltrate our minds with this crazy music and crazy rap and all of the poisons in our food, our water, and our, and these drugs that they're putting on us. And we just have to, bite the bullet and deal with it.
Well, look here, Phil, this is what you do, man. You go by that 3-minute rule. I try to tell everybody, man, if you talking to somebody, like me and Brother Ray, we have different opinion. What we do, I shut it down after what I said. I don't go back and forth. What my man, I listen to their music too, man. What Duval say? I'm living my best life. I ain't got time to go back and forth with no nigga. Okay? So you shut your damn mouth in 3 minutes, like you're in a boxing match. Like you're in a boxing match, man. Okay? You talking to somebody, y'all got disagreement. Do not go past 3 minutes, man. Why you think they stopped the boxing match after 3 minutes? Make everybody go to their corner, man. Because if they keep going back and forth, they want to get a disagreement, argument, you get anger, then danger, man. Something you got to teach your children to shut their damn mouth after 3 minutes, man, and quit getting mad over sound. Look at what happened to Will Smith and them, over some sound, man, over what somebody said. Okay, I keep telling y'all, it's all words now, man, words and sound. Okay, what the book say? The devil is the author of the airwaves of the air now, man. See, you got this high-tech stuff they got now, man. The devil uses high-tech stuff to make everybody fight, man, over sound, bro. Okay? I'm telling you, man, I don't want to get too much in the patent for all this stuff, man, but they over the sound, man. When people flip out over sound, over your tone and time, you got to check with how you say stuff. Because you can talk to a plant, and if you tell that plant you ain't nothing, you do blah, 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 that plant going to die. If you tell the plant, I love you, you good plant, come on, grow. My trees in my backyard, they growing so bad that I hate to cut them down, man. Okay? Even with the dogs barking, devil dogs, my trees in the backyard growing, man. I'm just like Eddie now, man. Eddie was hugging the tree. I just look at him and talk to him with a good tone. Keep trying to tell him, please don't be growing so much, I'm going to chop y'all down. But I figure if stuff get kind of rough, I can start eating sticks and twigs and shit. Look at the cow, the biggest animal, elephants and shit. They don't eat no meat. So I might have to be an herbivore, man. Look at the damn gorilla. Gorilla don't eat no meat, so I might have to be an herbivore, man. Give up this meat and stuff. So that's one reason I ain't cutting down all the trees. Some of them feed. I ate some dandelions the other day on the path.
Yeah.
So it's fun, man. You got to check your tone and what you say and your time. Tone and time. And that's, see, people don't realize how they get manipulated with this sound, man. But anyway, you just don't go past 3 minutes with nobody, man. Try to just be cool. Talk like Isaac Hayes and Barry White and them in 528. Sound like Brother Ray and Eddie and them and all the editors, and you be cool, man, when you talk to people, bro. Like my man said, you got to check yourself, man. How you talking to people, man? I used to get an argument with everybody back in the day, but once I figured out it was me and my tone, I flipped the script and evolved and keep my tone just like this right here. I'm going to be quiet. I'm solutionary problem, man. is a solution to every problem, man.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Excellent, excellent, Brother West, because, again, the tone is key. It's not what you say all the time. It's how you say it.
Right,
and that's
right,
why
yeah,
the word the word comes to 15, which is 6, 1 plus 5. Tone is 15, baby. So you right on point. You right on time. You know, and that's a beautiful thing. And that's as far as talking about that sound, that frequency, same number, different word. But the frequency is that sound we're supposed to be on. And the author of sound, family, is the image that they gave us of the devil. Because remember, the devil has an instrument that he holds in his hand that no other god refers to it as a pitchfork. It's referred to as a trident. But why did they call it a pitchfork? Oh, the number reflects God, baby. Pitchfork comes to 40. God. He's using the tone of God. They know all this and what they give us, the imaging, but why do they give it these names, these words that they try to change what they have? But we're seeing the number now of that tone that the devil carries that has everybody reflecting God his way instead of the way we're trying to bring it. So, yes, that's why devil is 21, and they called it the devil's music. Music is 21, y'all. And understanding biblically that the devil, before he was cast to the bottom, was called Lucifer, morning star, who was the angel over music.
Literature.
And I'm talking literature in English. English is 32. Lucifer is 32. Ooh, wait a minute, y'all. But I ain't going to take y'all on the number trip right now, but everybody's on point. That's my part, to bring the number to what we all saying so we see the same thing by the number. The word is a confusion. That's what they use it. They have tricked us, and we're using it the wrong way, but we're getting it back together, and that's what all of this is all about, us coming together to bring it so we see every little facet that they not hid right in front of us.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. They got the patent where you can look at your TV screen or your damn phone, and it affect your emotion, man. Okay, I got the patent number for that. Where you just look at or go on Facebook or Twitter. They got them damn, they started by the CIA. And I got the patent number from all that, man. Well, if you go on Facebook and Twitter, that's why they try to jack you up and have you going crazy with likes and all that. Because every time they bumped me off Facebook the other week, talking about my password no good, come up with another password, trying to get me all emotional and pissed off because I couldn't get back on their Facebook. And it's all the game because I post something about China. About people jumping out the windows in China and killing themselves. And see, they're going to go.
Oh, somebody has some background noise.
That's the devil. Yeah, I told you, they fuck with you with that sound, man. That's the AI. Would I be busting the truth? I expect the devil to come at me, man. So I know I'm doing God's work. So it's all good, man. It's fun to be alive because everything, like my man Eddie say, everything they doing that, they showing us right there in front of your face. Okay, ain't no trick no more. Dude, I see what the magician doing. He can't fool me no damn more. I'm going to be weak. It's the end of these damn devils, man. Y'all don't know it's the end. Okay, that's why I'm going to be right here to put my foot up the devil's ass and quit send his ass to the pit, man. I'm working with Michael now. I work with Michael.
Okay, Michael the Archangel.
There you go. You know who my folks are. I called them all up. I got them all. They ready now. Y'all, like Kwame say, man, y'all got the time to call them up. They ain't doing nothing. They're on the employment line. They waiting on us to call them up, man. Y'all call up all your angels. Call your whole team. You got a whole, everybody got angels, man. Call your team up, man.
Yeah.
Tell them it's time to get in the game, man. We need to get in the game, man. They ready. I call mine up all the time, especially now. And they ready, too. That's who be busting me in the head with stuff to tell y'all. Well, I'll be quiet.
Yes, well, this is a part of the organization, you know, organizing that we need. We need to know all of these different things.
Brother Ray, you have anything to say?
Well, I'm listening and agreeing. This is all part of it. Everybody has a part to play. And like Eddie and Brother General Wesley says, they know their part and they have to teach that part. What I will suggest is that we, it was suggested earlier, that we do a Saturday Shule, and that's a Saturday school, and that we give have a lesson every Saturday. You can do it right on this phone. Have a lesson every Saturday from each Wesley gives his, Eddie gives his, and others who gives, who are coming in, will do their call.
Yeah.
You're right. Ain't nothing to it but to do it, man. When y'all ready, I'm ready.
Well, we'll call it now.
We got a class right now.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Somebody else was talking.
I just say we got a class right now. Class in session now.
Yeah, you're right about it. Yeah, but I just hope everybody takes their part and put their little piece together so that when your time comes to do that class, it'll be your class.
Yeah.
It'll be your class. You teach it, and we'll listen, and we'll ask questions so we can learn. You know, that's how this is done. We need to get
you. You had mentioned before, Brother Ray, that you know I had a curriculum. I've had a curriculum for over 12 years now. That's why they kicked me out of the Chicago public school system. Because I had a hell of a curriculum for our children. So, yeah, man. I work with an organization here called the Black Star Project, and we had a program that I also helped them with the curriculum, and it was called Saturdays University. And we would teach our children, all black children, on Saturdays from 9 to 12.
Are they still doing it?
Oh, no, the brother in the past. I think they knocked him off somewhere down the line. His name was Phil Jackson.
Yep.
Not the Chicago Bulls, but brother here named Phil Jackson. I worked with him for 7 years in the public school system, you know. So, yeah. They kicked me out, kicked Brother X out years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped letting us in schools because we was dropping too much knowledge. No, but, yeah, I got a curriculum. Ben had it. Now, updated and everything. Yep.
What is the solution for that kind of a situation, Wesley?
Well, that situation ain't nothing to it but to do it, man. You know how it go. Chicken ain't nothing but a bird, man. Ain't nothing to it but to do it, bro. We already know what we got to do. Let's get it on. Let's get it on, like Marvin said. Let's get it on.
Okay.
Well,
we can
make it go to the internet. You know, if you can't do it that way, then use this system that we still have in place and teach it this way, and just let people know where you are. You know, you're on the internet at such a time, and a continuation. You know, as I said, Saturday school.
What I was suggesting was, in that particular instant, we have our people, our committee or our group, go to the police chief and hold that person accountable for whatever happened to that individual.
For that.
You know, this is what I'm saying, is that we have to hold people accountable. And I say when these policemen go off and do crazy stuff, you hold the mayor and the elected officials accountable for what they've done. And if that means take them to world court, do that. You got to organize. You got to get organized to do those kind of things. I'm just looking for answers and solutions to some of these problems we're having that we seem to ignore after they happen. You know, if they know they're going to be held accountable, like somebody earlier said, sue them. Take them to court and sue them, yes, but take them to the world court and deal with it. From that perspective,
yep.
There are people
well,
around the world.
One person going down there by themselves doesn't mean anything.
You're right. We need to get some, see, most of these lawyers punctified and scared, man. These some punctified, scary-ass lawyers, man. I try to get a lawyer to help me out, man. All of them disappeared, and they punctified scared, man.
Well, that's because they know we are not organized to the point to put fear into them. There's some brothers out there in L.A. who put the fear into these lawyers. There's the white boys who did this. They don't let them get away with what they're doing. And they did it another way, but we're not suggesting that. But they have to know that they're going to pay to the people. That's what this is. You're going to pay the people. Now, the court's on their side. We know that, all right? So if they let you go, then you've got to deal with us.
Right.
And there are many ways to do that.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Just turn them over to Wesley.
No, they have to pay for their own, man. Hey, I just tell them, I just throw on them what they throw on me. Whatever they put out, they get retribution and reciprocity. See, that's the whole deal. In other words, my man say don't say it's karma. So I just call it retribution and reciprocity. Okay? Everybody got to pay for what they do, man. Ain't no getting away with nothing. I mean, we in the day of judgment now, man. So that you just tell folks, look in the mirror. You get your ass whooping from your own self, from God. That's why I'm trying not to keep no ass whooping from me, from what I did, from the Most High. I hope Miss Kim can give me an amen for that.
My mama said, be careful what you do, because what you do come back to you.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
All right, Miss Kim.
Right.
All right, Miss Kim. That's right.
That's the law of judgment. In other words, you don't supposed to use a soul. That's a female hog. As a hog is a soul. That's what they call a hog. A soul. So they're reaping soul and stuff. Throw that in the garbage. Don't use soul no more.
Yeah, the S-O-P. Yeah.
S-O-W. A sow.
Sow.
You reap what you sow. Yeah,
I thought you said soap.
Sow.
Sow. Reap what you sow.
Okay. Okay.
So throw that in the garbage.
All right. Now, let me ask y'all. What about a name for this organization? Does anybody have any? Brother Ray, are you ready for that, for us to have a name?
Yes, we do have a name. The Drum Call, which is the Phoenix Rising Drum Beat Coalition, which was started over a year ago. That name, and then there's another name we've used. We have two names that we've used. The Phoenix Rising Drum Beat Coalition, which is a coalition of many organizations, and the African American National United Foundation, the acronym for ENOUGH. ENOUGH is enough, is what it was. So we got those two names that we have been using and incorporated both of them. So those are available if those are interested to do it, you know. So that I just never thought that, you know, to put that in a hopper at this point.
Yeah, I thought of the word pain, but now I found out you can't use pain as a damn a demon.
Yeah, that's
so you can't say pain after no more. Can't say pain. So, Ed, what's the numbers for so SOW? Ed?
Sow.
Yeah, sow. What's that number?
That's 12. That's a 3.
Okay. Well,
that's what we're dealing with right now. That 3, 12 ain't nothing but the devil. When you turn 12 around, you got 21. That's the devil.
There it is.
But again,
so
you get balance is understanding. You got balance on the side of the coin. Coin has two sides. That's why even coin comes to 11, 1 and 1. On the other side of the devil, the good side or our side is the Messiah. Messiah is 30. So you always mm-hmm. don't have opposing side, like I said earlier, love and hate. You got to have that opposer so the other one is recognized. They recognize who's loving, and they definitely recognize the hater, baby. So, yeah, we on ours.
And that corn thing, see, that's the first letter of the coincidence. Ain't nothing yeah. no coincidence, man.
That's it. Exactly. So,
yes.
Coincidence mean that the Most High working, the Most High working in secret, working half of you out. That's what coincidence is. Well, go ahead, Miss Antoinette.
No, I was going to, Miss Kim, would you be interested in being ahead of the music? Teaching the music?
I'll do what I can.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's all we can ask. Whatever you can
yeah.
do, let's do it, baby.
Yeah.
No more,
that's
no less.
That's
whatever
what
you can do.
That's what I told Ms. Brother Kim. Ray. You go out, do what you can, man. Just do what you can. Don't worry about what you can't.
Miss yeah. Kim is the matriarch for the Phoenix Rising
yes.
Drumbeat Coalition. You know, and her hit on the planet and in this country is Lift Every Voice and Sing. And
yes.
she does a fantastic job of being that individual. And it puts
yes,
her in
does.
A state of, yeah, puts her in a what do you call it? Well, when you, I'm not, the word's escaping me. I think I'm a little drained right now, y'all. But
yeah, I
it
can
puts
hear
her
it
in
your
a
voice.
Position. Yeah, it puts her in a position of wow. She'll be there in that position forever, in other words.
Yes.
Because of her, you know, because of her history, because of her to her people, to God and her people. And that's where she should be. I mean, that's who she is.
Yes.
There's no other person on the planet or in this country who has her history. Second woman to record, Lift Every Voice and Sing, a significant song and significant words written by black men for the world. And
yes.
She has, you know, that's her position. And I mean, that's an honorable position as far as I know.
Yes,
yeah.
it is. Yes, it is. Because
I thought that was Lena Horne. I thought that was Lena Horne singing that song, right? That's who I thought it was.
But God be the glory anyway, Brother West.
No, that's not what he's saying. He's talking about the first one. No, that was Mahalia Jackson. The gospel.
No, I heard. I'm talking about the way Miss Kim sound. I thought she was Lena Horne on her version.
You thought Lena Horne was learning from Kim Webster?
Yeah, yeah. I said, look at that. That's Lena Horne there.
Well, that's our Miss Kim. And we just love you, Miss Kim. We just appreciate you and everything that you do and that you're continuing to do. You and Brother Ray, we appreciate y'all. Y'all are our elders, and, you know, we just want to sit under y'all and just get as much from y'all as y'all are willing to give us.
And to God be the glory, darling. But Brother West, Lena Horne definitely had an influence on me.
Well, to me, you sound better than her, but that's who I thought it was, though. And there's another couple other songs where you sound like somebody else, too. I meant to tell you that the other night. Another song that you sound like Dr. Dandridge or somebody.
Dr. Dandridge.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a strange one, man. I don't know. I don't remember her singing, so I can't speak on that. Interesting.
Even every Saturday morning on WVON, Miss Dorothy play your song every Saturday morning on WVON. That's where I first heard of that. Every Saturday morning. Yes, ma'am, on WVON.
You say, who plays it?
Miss Dorothy Tillman. Brother Ray, you know her, right? Miss Dorothy Tillman, she was with y'all. She's from Montgomery.
Yes, she I did an interview with her back in the 80s. I did a couple of interviews with her, yes. I didn't know she still had a show going.
Yes, sir. Every Saturday morning, man, on WVON. It's Chicago.
Yeah.
You play
Voice of the Nation.
Yeah.
Voice of the Nation here in Chicago. Black Talk Radio Station. Yeah. Her,
oh,
Kent,
okay.
All of the old DJs.
Is everyone there? Is everyone there?
Do
I have, I'm dressed in this Herb on the air.
Yeah.
Your Herb Kent was on the air back then.
Oh, I thought you were talking about now. That's what I'm asking. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. No.
Oh. Well, Miss Kim, you remember the one that I liked? You knew him. The one who Jocko. Is he still with us?
Jocko in New York.
Oh, okay.
But
in
Chicago,
him.
I was with Rodney Jones and Purvis Spann.
Yeah, Purvis Spann and E. Rodney Jones. Yeah, they were part of the DJ crew back then in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They went to the Regal.
Purvis Spann, the blues man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put on shows at the Regal.
Right.
Wow. Well, y'all.
Which was
Brother
part
Ray.
Of the Kitlin system, which nobody speaks on now.
No, but Miss Kim, that's a part of history that you can talk about. As you can tell us about is when you were traveling and going through, you know, those different places, you know, because of where you couldn't get played at or where y'all weren't allowed to, you know, even come through the front door, and you were the entertainment, you know, that, you know,
God bless me. God bless me. I didn't have to deal with any of that. I was born in 1939, but. God bless me. I mean, I'm saying I was covered. There are a lot of things that people went through that I didn't have to go through. And I know that's the grace of God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I sat on the bus next to the white lady, and I didn't think anything about it. And I had just put my whole family at risk. And I'm just now really realizing that. So I was blessed to.
Like Brother Ray said, you pretty was pretty little thing. Now you know y'all pretty women get all the perks and shit. You know what I'm talking about? Huh?
Well, that didn't have anything to do with that because I didn't realize what was happening. My sister got on the bus. She put the money in the thing. I got on behind her, but then she got off and went and walked to the back. Well, I just walked on down the aisle like I do all the time in Detroit. When when I got to the back, she was there at the back door. And when she came in, she sat in the only seat that was there. Well, where I was standing, there was a seat right there. It didn't even dawn on me that the woman was white. And frankly, I didn't care. I said that was the summer of 1950. So I'm saying God was protecting me because that could have been a situation where I didn't have the protection that Rosa Parks had. And that situation could have been. I can't imagine what I would do to try to lock me up or something. Well, I'd probably made them hurt me.
You had your angels with you, Miss Kim. You carried yourself like a queen. You had your angels. See, everybody got angels. Everybody got angels, man. And y'all don't know they're around us right now, man.
Yes, they are.
Miss Antoinette, you got 9 minutes.
Yes. Okay, folks. We're going to, I wish to tell y'all tonight and thank you for being with us.
Brother Ray, you have to tell me when we're going to do this again. But we are going to do the Saturday school. So y'all contact me and let me know what it is that you want to do the Saturday school on and when you'll be available so that we can start the Saturday school. And with that, Brother Ray, you want to give your closing comment?
Well, I just want to thank everybody who saw fit to spend the time to share and to give your comments and understanding of where we are as a people and what we need to do as a people today. And thankful that you will, you know, write down what you have come up with after tonight and see if we can't pull this together and start this process to going. It has already started with the drum call. It is working very well, I have to admit.
Yeah.
And we will be getting some newspaper reports that you will be getting. But I need to have everybody's email address, telephone number, so we can send it to you. So if you do that with Sister Antoinette, you send it to me, I'll get it to the newspapers and the other people. So that's all I need to say tonight is thank you very much. And I'm sorry to be so slow, y'all. I'm going through, but I'm coming through.
Oh,
so I thank
you. That's okay, Brother Ray.
Yeah.
I'm going to close out, y'all, with Lift Every Voice. Since we were talking about that, and, you know, for our matriarch, this is her, and Lift Every Voice. And everyone have a good night, and thank you for coming.
To God be the glory. Blessings.
The black
Shabbat.
The present has grown.
Days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as
the people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.